contributing nothing meaningful to society, and that's just the way we like it. It's the I Can Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
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 Who's gonna complain? Huh? Him?
I'm gonna sit here and complain.
142 episodes and counting of complete bullshit. Shit, not only haven't we contributed to society in any way, we're probably a detriment on society. Welcome to the show. My name is John. I guess we did go to Long John Silver's that one time. That was important. I helped you guys out there. I told you never to go eat at Long John Silver's. A stain on the podcasting community since 2021. You're right about that, Jessica. It's a blight on the podcast. I'm ruining podcasts single-handedly. I'd like to think I played a small part. Every time you break out that burn barrel and cook something new under the desk, you play a very large part in making this the worst podcast on the internet. How you feeling today, Jessica? We're letting her produce the show, guys. Normally, she just cooks under the desk. This is the second episode you've produced? Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm glad you're feeling good because I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good at all. I'll tell you right now, you look like shit. I probably do look like shit. I had insomnia last night, Jessica. I had insomnia. I don't get insomnia very often. In fact, this was the first time that I really had trouble sleeping. I couldn't sleep all night. This is the first time in probably 4 years since 2020, maybe? Oh, great. It's story time. What's that supposed to mean? It's my show. I talk about me. What do you think this is? Just one giant ad for pure Russian rainwater? No, it's story time, Jessica. I'm talking about my life.
Yeah, sounds really interesting.
Pay close attention. You're producing today. You can't disappear and just cook under the desk. You have to be alert, and you have to pay attention.
Well, you didn't tell me there'd be story time. God damn.
Pay attention, Jessica. Now, it all started last night, probably around 11 p.m. Normally, I sleep like a baby, but last night, I didn't get to bed so easily. I think there comes a time in a man's life. When he has to look himself in the mirror and say to himself, "You're not going to get any rest. You have insomnia."
Hey, is this Domino's? Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Ooh. Is it Tony?
First had it.
How you doing, Tony?
I don't know how we discovered it.
Yeah, let me get a large Meat Lovers.
It's an Ancient Aliens bullshit?
Yeah, Meat Lovers.
No, I really don't know.
No, you're breaking up a little bit, Tony. You. No, I'm sorry. It's kind of loud in here.
Tired, but I couldn't.
Yeah, no, I got a guy in here. He's making lots of noise.
I had thoughts.
You got to check to see if you're out of the Meat Lovers. Oh, no problem. Thoughts. No problem. No, I'll hold.
Jessica, do you ever have insomnia?
What was that?
You're supposed to be paying attention, Jessica.
No, I am. Sometimes. Sometimes
we appreciate your patience during this brief delay. Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
I was telling my story a minute ago. I swear I heard somebody. I heard like an echo of Meat Lovers. I heard the phrase Meat Lovers. Did you hear that?
No, you got to be hearing things, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell your story.
Thank you for calling. Please continue.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
I don't get
what you got for me. Oh, you found the Meat Lovers. You found one in the back. Great. Let me ask you this. Do you have bacon cheese fries? Yeah, throw some of them shits on there, too. That'll be good. And a 2-liter of pure Russian rainwater.
Dressed up as a gorilla playing with a stuffed animal at 3 a.m.
24, 65. Okay.
Nobody wants to do that.
No hurry at all. No hurry at all. I'm not really doing anything, to be honest with you.
Everybody copes with having
if you want to talk for a few minutes,
I think everybody
you're busy. Oh, no, no problem. No problem. I'm just killing time.
Jessica, what do you do to fall asleep when you can't fall asleep?
What was that?
Are you paying attention, Jessica? You're supposed to be producing.
Sorry about that. Ever since you mentioned the Meat Lovers, I've been daydreaming about meat.
I don't blame you there, but you're supposed to be paying attention, Jessica. I'm pouring my heart out. That was the most heartfelt segment I've possibly ever done here on the show. What did you think?
Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely. I enjoyed the hell out of it. You really got your point across. Tony, you still there?
Yeah, I gotta say, in many ways,
sorry, no, I didn't hang up on you. No, I wouldn't be rude like that.
Here on the show. I'm proud of myself.
No, I'm paying attention to you.
We
just bring it over. Knock on the door when you get here. Don't worry about disturbing me. I don't have anything going on.
We finally changed the world. We finally did it, Jessica. We finally contributed to society. Thank God my listeners were able to hear it.
You finally did it.
I gotta tell you, I gotta thank you too, Jessica. You producing the show, it allows me to focus on what I need to do. I think this is gonna work out great.
I'm glad it's working out so well for you, but I gotta take a piss.
Jessica, go take a piss. You drank too much pure Russian rainwater, and I'm not going to blame you for that. First, they gave us an extra day, guys. They gave us an extra day. They call it leap day. Like, we know what the fuck that's for. Much like a lot of things in life, I just have to accept it as a fact because I'm not an astronomer and I'm not a scientist and I don't know what I'm talking about. So they told me there's an extra day and we call it February 29th and it's leap day and I accept it. I say, fuck it. Give me an extra day. I don't care. I guess they add up. If you live to be 100 years old, you get a month full of leap days, essentially. You get 25 leap days in your life. Maybe that's why I had insomnia, though. Maybe they fucked with my circadian rhythm. They didn't even adjust the time. They just said, here's an extra day, and my system said, I can't handle that. This is a streamlined operation. My body thought it was March, and it was February 29th, and it didn't know how to react. But first they gave us an extra day, and now what are they doing this upcoming weekend? Now they're going to take an hour away. What kind of fuckery is this? First they say, oh, here's 24 extra hours, and then they turn right back around 7 days later, and they say, you know what? Fuck you, we're taking an hour back. No wonder my body can't adjust. What kind of sorcery is this? What kind of wizardry is this? This seems like something a wizard cooks up just to keep us on our toes. Like when they were creating the Gregorian calendar, a wizard snuck in and said, you know what? Just to fuck with them, I'm going to give them an extra day. And evidently it worked. Evidently it did fuck with me. I never asked for an extra day of life. I never wanted it. I never wanted 29, and I don't want to lose an hour. My body can't handle it. It's very sensitive. At least it's only once every 4 years. I guess I can be thankful about that. Kind of like the Olympics, I only have to put up with it once every 4 years. And unlike the Olympics, at least we don't have assholes running around with lit torches in anticipation of the event.
Oh, thank Christ. I've got pure Russian rainwater to wash my hands with.
The assholes that run around with the torches.
Oh, I love you.
What year is this?
You're my best friend.
We've had electricity for hundreds of years now. At some point, we gotta upgrade the torches. Give them an LED or something. But I'll call it like it is. If I see you in my neighborhood with a lit torch, you better go straight from running the torch to the Olympics to actually participating in the Olympics. Because I'm going to hunt your ass down. I don't like people running through my neighborhood with lit torches. You don't get to treat my call to sack like it's a Beauty and the Beast mob scene waiting to happen. Well, we're on the subject. Question I've always wondered about is, what actually constitutes a mob scene? I mean, if I see one guy carrying a torch, that's not a mob. I would think that two or more people carrying torches, that would constitute a mob.
I don't know if they're cleaning up. I'm going to wash them again.
I'll tell you this, though. If I'm told to show up somewhere and there's going to be a mob and I show up and it's just one other dude with a torch, I'm not getting involved in that. Anything short of 80 dudes in a mob and I don't blend in well. I'm very pale. I'll stand out in the crowd. That's what I'm saying. I look like I come from a long line of descendants that have spent extended periods of their time living underground like moles. I might be a mole man. I don't know. I haven't done the DNA test. All I'm saying is I stand out in the crowd, so if I'm going to loot, I'm going with 80 dudes minimum.
I think they're almost
clean. And I can only steal shit that's iPod white, otherwise they spot it on me.
I feel like I
got to
take a shit.
Because I'm pale as shit. Bottom line is, I think we should do away with the goddamn torches for the Olympics. I'm tired of seeing assholes running around carrying those. Look who's back. Jessica's back. Thank God I'm floundering here, Jessica. Help me out with this pure Russian rainwater, Ed.
Let me get on mic.
You don't have to get on mic. You're mic'd up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Pure Russian rainwater.
Yeah, I need the music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get the music.
Friends, it's John here for Pure Russian Rainwater. Ah, yes, Pure Russian Rainwater. The original small batch Russian rainwater since 1997. When I was little, friends, one night I couldn't sleep and my mother didn't know what to do. She said, my boy's never had trouble falling asleep before. What the fuck's going on? She went to the store. She went to the store and she looked all over the store. She looked for sedatives. She didn't find any sedatives. She looked for milk. She was going to give me warm milk. But luckily for me, friends, the udders had ran dry. There was no milk in the store that day. In a panic, she ran to the store's manager. And she said, Mr. Manager, help me out. I need something. Luckily for her, moonlighting as an evening manager at a small grocery store in the early 1990s was none other than Mr. Rainwater himself. And he told my mom, he said, I've got exactly what you need. And he led her to the case of pure Russian rainwater. My mother bought that case. She brought that sweet, sweet pure Russian rainwater home. I drank that pure Russian rainwater, friends, and I went straight to bed. And I've never had any sleeping issues since until last night. pure Russian rainwater. It's amazing what the fuck it'll do. Now back to the show. It's a hot take, but I'm not afraid to give a hot take. Some people deserve to be homeless. Fuck it, I'll say it. Nobody else is saying it. Some people deserve to live on the streets. They're not fit for housing. Some people were meant to live in homes. Some people were meant to live in cars. And some people were meant to live in cardboard boxes on the cold goddamn streets. I knew a man named Joe. He was 40 years old and he wasn't housebroken. You can't live... Sorry. You can't let Joe live in a house. The only way Joe's going to be able to live in a house is if you give him a litter box. It's going to bring down housing values, not only in the neighborhood, but from coast to coast. They're going to get word that Joe's living in a house here in North Carolina where he shits and pisses in a litter box. And somebody in Tacoma, Washington, their property value is going to go down $5,000. They'll be saying to themselves, shit, I thought the neighborhood was going to go downhill. I didn't know the entire country was going to go downhill. So as cruel as it is and as cruel as it sounds, you can't let Joe live in a house. You've got to tell the man, look, you got to live on the streets. Best case scenario, you move to Miami, Florida or some shit. Get away from the cold weather, I guess, but you're doomed to being a street urchin for the rest of your existence. There are some people you just can't box in, and I know the local government here, they're trying to build tiny houses for the homeless people. And that might work for some of them, but it's not going to work for a guy like Joe because you can't box Joe in. Do you know how hard it is to cook meth in a 6x6 little tiny box? It's not easy. It's really not. Speaking of little tiny box, why the hell is it so hot in here? Jessica, are you back on that burn barrel?
Yeah, I got a little hot cocoa here, some hot chocolate for your vocal cords.
Oh. Well, that was very considerate, Jessica. I'll tell you what, you're the best producer I can afford. That's for goddamn sure. Ain't no doubt about that. I'll tell you what, you're on the ball. You really are. This production's going off very smoothly. Let's go to the headlines. A brand new segment that we've only done 5 times earlier this year, but we haven't done recently. All the news that's worth knowing about, it's something that we like to call the headlines. Jessica, I need the music. Get the music up.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just stirring this cocoa. You want marshmallows?
Yeah, I'll take a few marshmallows. Put a few marshmallows in there. I do like hot cocoa. Get the music up, though. Edit this out, too, post-production.
I'm on it.
You are on it. All right. Do I have to do it again? I have to start over? It's a brand new segment that we've only done 5 times earlier this year, but we haven't done recently in the last couple weeks. It's all the news worth knowing about. It's something we like to call the headline. In the headline... Jessica, you didn't edit it down. Intro's fucking 20 seconds long. You gotta edit this shit down. Edit this out. It's the headlines. It's all the news worth knowing about. And trust me, there ain't a whole hell of a lot worth knowing about. A story that caught my eye this week on Yahoo Finance. The headline, my friend invited me to a concert at Carnegie Hall. After I agreed, he said, it would be nice if you took me to dinner. Is this normal? Yeah, we all go to Carnegie Hall on a frequent basis with friends. Joe's shitting in a fucking litter box. That's the state of America. We're not all going to Carnegie Hall on a night in and night out basis. No, it's not normal, you bitch. Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin have discovered cocaine infused in rollerblade wheels and packages from Colombia. I don't even know how that works. But a lot of the listeners out there, they're saying to themselves right now, maybe rollerblading's not as gay as I thought it was. I think I'd like to get into that. You go over to your buddy's house and you're like, God damn, man, you're really getting into rollerblading. You got skates all over the place. Fishermen in Alaska have found and are delivering a possible spy balloon to the FBI. Yeah, and Subway doesn't use real tuna, my ass. I know the secrets they're after. You're after that select tuna. If you don't regularly listen to the show, you have no idea what I'm talking about. And you're probably the better off for it. And finally this week, a CNN business article says millennials stand to become the richest generation in history after a $90 trillion wealth transfer. Well, first you told me I couldn't afford avocado toast. now you told me I'm going to be rich beyond my imagination. Make your goddamn mind up, CNN. Can I eat avocado toast or not? And those are the headlines. A few of the headlines. Jessica, in the music. Turn the music off. For Christ's sake. Are you in here? Turn it off. And maybe one or two technical bumps in the road today, but nothing we won't overcome. I'll get it. Oh, that must be Mr. Rainwater. Nobody else would interrupt the show like this. No, I'm expecting some. What is that? I got a Meat Lovers here. Thank you, Tony. I knew it. I knew I heard you talking about the Meat Lovers earlier. What were you doing? You were supposed to be producing the show. What the fuck were you up to? Don't yell at me. I was just getting the Meat Lovers. I know how much you love meat. Don't look at me when you say it like that. When you look at me and you say it like that, I have a problem with it. I do love the Meat Lovers pizza. Give me a slice. Let's get out of here, Jessica. Play the music. Play the music. Hey, look at the bright side. Listening to this show, you only lose 20 minutes. And you're going to lose an hour this weekend for no fucking reason at all. Are you getting your control work? What are you saying, Jessica? You got Meat Lovers in your mouth. Cut the music. What were you saying? Your mouth's full of meat. Sorry, there's no graceful way to say that, guys. Your mouth's full of meat, Jessica. Swallow. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that either. What were you saying?
I was just saying you've once again contributed nothing meaningful to society.
I know that. I know. This isn't that type of show. This isn't the type of show that makes a difference. This is the type of show that tells you Joe's shitting in a litter box because he's not housebroken yet. See you next Tuesday. Bye. You know what? I'm not done with you, CNN. We have some unfinished business. I'll eat avocado toast if I want to eat avocado toast. I'll move to Mexico and I'll open up an orchard if I want to. I'll open up a toast orchard. Bet you thought I was going to say avocado orchard. Wrong. I'm opening up a toast orchard in Mexico. Who's with me?
I'm certainly not with you. He's so tired, he's delirious.
Bye.
You'll be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John.
Hot take, public schools are just daycare for poor people.
I think you could.
Swung on level. He's surfing. Getting good enough of it. That ball is out of here. A grand slam home run.
Oh, yeah. Nope. What?
Why am I asking these questions?
You are no better. I've had it. Jason, you should be a man instead of a whiny little boy. Call me a whore, you call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy, because you're...
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts, and even some places where you can. Good job today, Jessica. Good job. I mean, I haven't listened to it back yet, but how bad of a job could you have done?
I think I did a good job.
You're talking with the meat in your mouth again. Take the Meat Lovers out of your mouth.
Did I hear you say earlier that I was the best you could afford?
You were the best producer I could afford.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something else.
You thought I was talking about sex? You know, I'll give you credit here. Never would have imagined hot chocolate and Meat Lovers would go together, but it's pretty good.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.
Clean hands, clean life.
Spicy sausage. Ham. Lots of bacon. Beef. And plenty of it. Not to mention piles of pepperoni. It's Pizza Hut's Meat Lover's Pizza. 6 prepared meats, a blend of cheeses. That's our ooey gooey good Meat Lover's Pizza. Delicious. But it's only at Pizza Hut for a limited time.